Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, May 11th, 2026. And today is the first day of in-person absentee voting for the June 9th primary. To counter some of the misinformation about absentee voting that's currently circulating, here's some information shared by the Maine Secretary of State's office last week. State law requires that absentee ballots be available 30 days before an election for in-person absentee voting. Any Maine voter may choose to vote absentee, whether in person at their town or city hall, or at home. Absentee ballots, including accessible ballots and ballots for uniformed and overseas voters, may be requested online at absenteeballotrequest.sos.maine.gov. I'll put that in the archives with today's program. Voters may also contact their town office to request a ballot or submit a paper application for an absentee ballot. Some third-party groups and campaigns send out a paper application to voters, and this is legal. Voters, however, need only submit one application for an absentee ballot. Duplicates will be noted but not fulfilled. Tracking an absentee ballot. Once a ballot request is submitted, Maine voters can track the process of that request and their ballot. And there's a website to do that that I'll post there on the archives as well, but you can also go to maine.gov/SOS to the Secretary of State's page on the Maine website to find this information. In many towns and cities, voters will have the option of returning an absentee ballot to a secure drop box. Absentee ballot drop boxes must be regularly monitored, secure to the ground or building, and the interior only accessible to the town or city clerk and their authorized staff. The ballots must be retrieved by the municipal clerk or a deputy or assistant clerk, or in teams of two. For uniformed and overseas voters, federal law requires that ballots be sent at least 45 days prior to Election Day to the Uniformed Service and overseas voters, including their spouses and dependents if they're away from their main voting residence by reason of active duty or service of the member. That also includes U.S. citizens currently living outside the U.S. whose residence before leaving the U.S. was in Maine. They have a longer period to return their ballots to make sure that they are able to vote. You can get more information about all of that as well on the Secretary of State's website. To process absentee ballots, upon the receipt of the ballot, the municipal clerk examines the signature of the voter on the absentee ballot envelope and on any affidavit and witness certification on the envelope, and may compare it to the signature on their voter registration file. If the ballot requires curing, the required information is not present or the signatures appear not to match, the clerk shall contact the voter within a day or on the day before or the day of the election, make a good faith effort to contact the voter. The outcome of the clerk's inspection of the envelope will be updated and a voter can see if their ballot has been accepted or rejected. If a voter's ballot is rejected, they would be able to cast a different ballot by 8 p.m. on Election Day. The Secretary of State's office also says that any voter other than a uniformed service or overseas voter may apply for ongoing absentee voter status. A voter who qualifies will automatically receive an absentee ballot for each statewide election, municipal election, and any other election for which the voter is eligible to vote, and need not submit a request for each election. Voters must submit the completed form to their municipal clerk, and you can find the application forms on the Secretary of State's website. And accessible ballots are available for voters with disabilities. You can find those also at maine.gov/SOS. There's also a refresher on ranked choice voting and what is and is not allowed at polling places and a lot of other useful information there on the Maine Secretary of State's website. But that's all we have time for today. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. Thank you for your generosity last week. I'll see you tomorrow.